Today's podcast is on How to Make the Most of Your Downtime by Alex. I chose this topic because a vast majority of people struggle with procrastination and a stress from not getting things done. I hope something will stick out to you and you can take a few things away from my podcast. Here are tips and tricks and advice that I have for you that has helped me get out of my procrastinating. My personal experience with procrastination went something like this. I would get home from school, try in vain to find a filling snack, and then sit on my phone for hours and hours at a time. My justification was that I had worked hard all day and deserved a little break, which turned into a gigantic break. And then, by the time night fell, I had nothing accomplished except frying my brain from sitting on my phone. I would regret it and wished I did something different while I was cramming in my assignments and getting little sleep. But then, the very next day, I would get home and the same exact thing would happen. I was stuck in the procrastination cycle and sick of not doing anything and getting my work done, which made my grades slack. Now, what I did to start to ease out of the cycle was decide to change. When you realize your mistakes and then consciously decide to change, you will realize tremendous results. I wanted to get out of my bad habit of sitting on my phone all day and start to form a habit of productivity. I realized where I was failing and what needed to change. So, I would say that the first step of getting out of the procrastination cycle is to realize that you need to change and make a plan on changing. You need to consciously make an effort and decide that you want this and want to change. So, I sat down and looked up ideas and decided what was best for me that might help me get my productivity and my grades up so that I could get my missing assignments in. I was very determined and decided to change. So, next time around, I decided to work. When I got home after school, I got a snack and walked my dog for about 10 minutes. Then I went back inside and did a 7-minute workout on my phone that had an app for it. Just to get myself moving and energized after a long day of school, I did this workout. Then, right after my workout, I jumped headfirst into my homework. I took out all the assignments I had received that day and that needed to be done. I worked for around 20 minutes, breaking for 10 minutes, and then starting another 20 minutes of homework. Breaking up my time like this really helped me stay focused and feeling productive. Soon, all my assignments were done before nightfall. I took a longer break, about 25 minutes, and then studied for upcoming tests. To not get behind, I usually do my homework the day it is given so that I'm not rushing the day before or on the day that something is due to get it done. Soon, I had everything done and my spirits were lifted and I felt much lighter. Because I had everything done and got what I needed to get done, I had more time to relax and do the things that I really wanted to do while not feeling stressed. Here's for a little disclaimer. You don't have to follow my schedule of productivity, but it is an idea. You can mix it around, add or take things out from it, but that this is what has helped me feel and do better. You can make things personalized for you and find what best works out for you. It might take a few trial runs, but you will soon figure out things that work for you and what makes you feel more productive and get your things done and have things done on time. But I have since followed that schedule mostly every day. My grades have improved because I turn in my assignments on time now, but most importantly, I feel a lot happier. I'm not sitting on my phone for hours and then stressing myself out. Now I have time to relax and focus on other important aspects of my life. I have time to stay with my family and work and build relationships with them. I can work on my hobbies and find things that make me interested. I can work on my self-help and happiness and my mental health. I definitely have noticed big improvements of my life. I am a lot happier and notice that I am more positive about the future and right now in my life. I'm not stressing about assignments because I notice I get them done. And when I did sit on my phone and take long breaks, I noticed that there was still a little bit of stress behind in the back of my head because I knew what I was doing wasn't getting me anywhere. To keep myself on track, I ask myself, if this is the only thing I do all day, will I be happy and satisfied with myself? Asking myself that when I am doing certain tasks has really kept me on the right path of motivation and productivity. I get my things done because I realize some things that I'm doing are not making me happier and are not making me do the best that I can in my life to achieve goals and success that I have for myself. I remind myself to ask that question throughout the day. It helps me shift my gears and head towards the right direction. Everything you do should help you towards success. Whether that's physical, mental, or emotional success, do things that bring happiness to yourself. Don't forget to take breaks and let your mind have a free moment and let yourself relax and loosen up. I know if you don't procrastinate, you feel a lot better about life and you're more hopeful and happy about your future, goals, and successes. To know your priorities, you need to organize them in a way that are maintainable. Let's have an example of rocks. Let's say your big priorities, the main things that you need to get done, are your boulders. And then the things that are still important but not as important are your stones. And then last are your pebbles. They aren't as important and they don't really accomplish or help you do anything in your life. It's just little extra things. So things for boulders could be like work, schoolwork, homework, building relationships and maintaining them, doing your hobbies and what makes you happy. And things like stones would be like practicing the guitar or going shopping or just things that still make you happy, like self-care and baths and just loving yourself. And then pebbles are things like sitting on your phone, maybe just with your friends and doing other things, things that aren't as important. So big rocks you need to get done first, then your stones, and then your pebbles. You need to be proactive and just maintain the most important things in your life to be in one of those three categories so that you can efficiently make yourself for the better to organize how you're going to be productive and how you're not going to procrastinate. And I noticed that when I have broken up my personal experiences and things to do in these three categories, it has really helped me set my priorities straight and know what needs to get done, how I'm going to do those things, and it really just helps you feel a lot more productive. And I've noticed for myself that when I feel productive, I am happier because when people are stressed, they are not happy. They're really angry, and you'll be a lot happier if you just break up your time and give yourself a break. Like, it's hard. I know, like, you can't always be perfect and manage your time. Like, some days you're going to want to just chill and hang out and not do all your stuff, and that's fine. Just don't let it happen every day and happen as a habit so that you get stuck in the habit of procrastinating again. So just keep following up with yourself and seeing what's working and what's not working for how you're going to better get yourself to your success and your achievements. So thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you enjoyed it and got a few things out of it. And that's all.